Just to give you warning beforehand, it's going to sound like a halacha shir, but it's not. It's a shmuz. Okay. The Torah says three times, by three mitzvahs, the Torah says, you know, Laman. Pasuk the Prima Gadim says that there's a fourth scenario. So it says by Sitzes, Laman Tizkru, Vasisemes, Klamitzvah. So it says by Sukkah, Laman Yeda, the Rasechem, and it says by Tfilin, Man Tia Tarsajem Beficha. So the Bach in Sitzes and in Sukkah says, since the Torah says Laman, that a person has to have the Kavanah of the message the Torah is saying in conjunction with the Mitzvah. So above and beyond the concept of Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, a person has to have, when he sits on the Sukkah, he has to have that kavanah in mind. Be aware that the sukkah is reminding us of the sukkahs of the Nani HaKavod when we left Yisrael. Person puts on tzitzis, he has to have in mind the mantis kerubas is emes kol mitzvah. Somebody was more to me that in the nusach that you say before you put the hinimucha, and it doesn't mention that. So I pointed out that in some siddurim it does add that point. But you're right. And then by tefillin it says the man tia teres hashem b'ficha, which that's not as clear what that means. Now, is it ma'akiv? The shemur comes out it's not ma'akiv, as long as we hold mitzvah shichas kavanah, but this extra kavanah is not ma'akiv. That being said, the Bikur Yaakov and Hilchos Sukkah says it is ma'akiv, and Pashas according to him it's ma'akiv by all three. There's a Prima Gadim which talks about possibly that this is true by opinion of Ben also. The Torah says Lashon, which is also Mashal, that it has to be for this purpose. So what's the Man Tia Teres Hashem Beficha? So you should wear tefillin in order that Teres Hashem should be Beficha. So the tour, based on Rabbeinu Yonah, and then which is then Paskin in the Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chaf Hei, Yichavim Ba'Nechosim, so you have to have in mind the following thoughts. So the Man Tia Teres Hashem Beficha means that the parashis of tefillin have certain messages, and it's not enough to just put on the tefillin, but the purpose of putting on tefillin is in order that these messages of the parashiyos should be brought to your mind. So a person should have kavana that a kodesh boruch hu l'aniach our parashiyos elu, that the parashim command us to wear these four parashiyos, sheyesh bem yichud shmoy, that the four parashiyos have the yichud of Hashem, that shmoy yisrael Hashem ukeinu Hashem echad, yitzias mitzrayim, and it has in the parsha of Yikviyachu, on the parsha of Kaddish, it mentions Yitzis Mitzrayim. Al Azura Keneged Olev, Al Rosh Keneged Amoyah, Kadesh Nizkar Nisim and Yiflo, Sha'asa Imanu. We should remember the Torah uses a lashon of that you should remember Zachar Yisayam Azeh. Sha'asa Imanu Shehemurim Al Yichudoy, Mashiloyam Makach, Mashallah Bel Yerim Atatarim, Lases Bem Kirtzanoy. The Pershim is the true one power which can do whatever he wants with the world. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the kavana a person is supposed to have. So in the paragraph of Hinim Mechavim, which you say before you put on tefillin, it actually mentions the vast majority of these points. So a person would say that he would fulfill this halacha, which according to the Bikur Yaakov pashtus is ma'akiv yakim of tefillin. Okay. Well, the point is not to say it before you put on tefillin. The point is to think about it while you're wearing tefillin. So there's one sitter, the sitter from the Derech Chaim, some printings of the Derech Chaim, they actually have this phrase on the top of every page of the sitter. Top one side it has the Kavanas Hashem that you're supposed to have when you say Hashem's name. The other side it says about having Kavanah during Shacharis, talking about having Kavanah of these Inyanim, the Shacharis wearing Tefillin. Tefillin is also Behesach Hadas. What that means, Hesach Hadas. According to the Wamshad, it's Pasha, it means your mamash can't be Messiah Das on the fact that you're wearing Tefillin. The only exception is maybe during davening, there's a Mamashish Tefillin. Touch your tefillin constantly to remind you that you're wearing them. The exceptions are b'shas tefillah itself and b'shas limud haTorah, You don't have to be mashiv shem tefillin. Person would have, some people are makkah, they don't talk while they're wearing the tefillin. They don't talk divrei chol. The person does talk divrei chol with tefillin. There's a law. He has to constantly keep touching his tefillin to remind himself that he's wearing tefillin. That his machshava shouldn't go beyond what a person is supposed to think about when he's wearing tefillin. So tefillin are heavy duty. The nikkur then the person wears tefillin the whole day. We don't wear tefillin the whole day because we can't keep that level of focus. Some people are makbid on that very much, and they come late to daven and they leave early. This because they're worried about this issue of not being able to stay focused with the tefillin, you know. So it's a new frumkeit, Baruch Hashem. The point of this is a person should walk away with this lesson. So a person puts on tefillin, and he says the words, and in some way it didn't strike home the message. I can't tell you he's not yotze to the mitzvah, but l'chera, that wasn't the kavanah, that wasn't the point. L'matiyah teres Hashem b'ficha is not just b'ficha, but it means, like Shachar saying, it means in your heart, that this message should come home to you. So the Rishon gave us a mitzvah which, unique amongst the many, or almost unique amongst the mitzvahs, a few mitzvahs like that, where the Torah gave us a very specific purpose beyond, which is visible and knowledge known to us, as opposed to whatever Schar and Shemayim, whatever the Kedusha accomplishes, but the tefillin have a message that we're supposed to take home with us. So a person's supposed to put on tefillin and think about these things. Rami uses Lashon also by mezuzah. He says that a person would walk out through the door, there's a mezuzah there, he stops by the door and he's mechaven the achdus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, I know somebody sent me, like, they have a little card you can put over your mezuzah to have that, you know, have that kavana. But again, the problem is all these things end up becoming rote. So you stop by and you read the line which says, Achdus Hashem, you know. The point is not to read the line of Achdus Hashem. The point is to absorb the concept of Achdus Hashem into your being. The point is not just to say this paragraph before you put on tefillin and say, oh, check, did that. The Russian gave us this extraordinary mitzvah, which is, facilitates being able to do that. The Rambam says a fascinating lashon. Rambam has tefillin. The Rambam says that when a person has tefillin b'roishoy, v'alzroya hu onav v'yar shemayim, the Rambam put on tefillin and it made him different. He felt different. He felt as an onav v'yar shemayim. He's not nimshah b'schayk v'sicha b'teila. He focuses on the important things. Poshet, he puts on tefillin, and he becomes more focused. Becomes more the kedusha of the tefillin and the Rambam's body. Poshet changed him. He could feel the difference in being put on tefillin and not putting on tefillin. That he felt different, more kaddish. Most of us, I don't think we're zayecha to say that when we put on tefillin, we feel that surge of holiness going through our arms and our heads. I don't know, if one of you, right now you're not allowed anywhere, you're wearing the tefillin, so you can publicize if you want, that you do that. But most of us, I don't think that we have that feeling. And the Rambam says that putting on tefillin makes you into an onav and a yor shemayim. So why onav? I mean, yor shemayim, you understand, the tefillin is the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has the kerach, the memshel, ba'el yonim, ba'tachtanim, ba'seis b'im kitzonoi. It's meshabed, the machshavas of our minds, the meshama shev moyach, and the taiv is machshavas dibeinu la'vodas ha'yizborach. Right? Onav. Stipe writes that the biggest impediment that he sees to the inyan of emuna is the inyan of gaiva. That the biggest impediment to the Yerim Muna is our sense of we are in control, we are the boss, we run the world. The ability, we believe in that. Now, God is not a bad thing. A person has to believe that they have value, etc. That's important. So the person thinks he's valueless, it's going to be very difficult to get him demotivated to do anything. At best or worst, he will damage himself. But what's the source of that value? Why are you valuable? Are you any more valuable than the person next to you? The source of the value is because Kodesh Baruch Hu made you. And he doesn't make things which are worthless. So obviously you're valuable. valuable in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the guy next to you is also valuable in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a stira. A parent can love both their children equally. Otherwise, you know, I'm really more valuable. I'm more of a better. I'm more valued in my parents' eyes than my sibling. Not necessarily true. That makes me worth. That I'm not worthwhile in the eyes of my parents because he doesn't like me more than the brother next to me. That's not true. The mistake that a guy has to be, I have to be better than somebody else. I have to understand that I have a geus that the Russian made me. And that geus belongs to me. And that can't be taken away from me. But that's when I think I'm better than somebody else, that's a problem. But if my source of my understanding of my values from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, someone other bets it. Because it's not mine. It's someone taught from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tefillin is that moment where we recognize, we put on tefillin, it's not just that we say Shema, but we're trying to absorb the Shema. We're trying to make it part of a sign of who we are and how we live. There's a maisa with the Baal HaTanya. So part of the fight with the Hasidim and Misnagdim, they made different alilas. At one point in time, they made this claim to the government that that Rav Shneur Zalman was subversive and he was trying to overthrow the government. There's a secret cult which was trying to overthrow the government. So they came to government sent soldiers to take him. So when they came in, they stopped short and they were scared to approach him. So all the Chassidim said, you know, it was a mufis of the Rebbe. He says, not a mufis, it's a chazal. The pasuk says, all the nations of the world will see that the Bereshit's name is placed upon you, and they'll have awe from you. Amr b'Eliezer, zet filan shibur roish, gemor and brachas. So, it's a gemor. So, the chassid said, yes, Rebbe, but last week I was wearing my tefillin and the guy came and beat me up. And he wasn't so nispal for my tefillin shibur roish. So, Baal HaTanya said, it says, the moral of Zloshan is talking very funny. It says, Elo Tefillin Sheber Rosh. It says, if you wear tefillin on top of your head, the guy is not scared of you. When the tefillin go into the head, the message of the tefillin gets absorbed into your being. Tefillin Sheber Rosh, Sheber Rosh, then Taka is Yerami Mecca. Tefillin Shalor Rosh, Taka, the guy will beat you up even while you're wearing tefillin. And that's what the Rebbe said back. So now, so that's not a Rebbe Shemoifis anymore, but that's a Litva Shemoifis, that the able Taka to do the mitzvahs properly and absorb the message, that Taka. That's hakagodless. That's hakagodless. That you can say that you absorb the message of the tefillin. But tefillin are the first time the kid puts on tefillin. You know, the bacher puts on tefillin. The first time bar mitzvah puts on tefillin. It's taka one of the mitzvahs which we tend to do taka with an excitement when we start with it. But it sort of lessens as we go along, and it's. I once heard from my Rebbe, he had the following horror. I don't think it was Lamaisa, but he says, you know, Rosh Hashanah, the Tzibur does the mitzvah of Shofar together. So the Chazan gets up and there's 500 people in Beis Medrash, and he says the bracha of the Shema called Shofar, everybody screams out Amen. He says, you know, he would like to suggest that at 7:25 in the morning, we should everybody standing in Beis Medrash with their tefillin ready to go. Chazan gets up to the Amun, he says a bracha, Ohaniyat Tefillin real loud, he says Amen, and they tie the Tefillin together. He says, you know, that would be nice. I don't think he's saying Halacha L'maisa. Lama Nigara is Tefillin less Chashav than Shofar? About or not? I don't know, but it's more Chashav than Shofar. It's a din of Mitzad Tavar Shabakdush as opposed to Tashri Shei Mitzvah. Shofar is Mikra, then you're allowed to throw it out. Tefillin, you have to be gardens. It's like Kedusha, it's more Chosher. It's like the mitzvah, you know, all of the Bali Machshavas of Rosh Hashanah, Shofar aside, but the mitzvah, I don't think that comes to Tefillin. Because the Russian was nice enough to give us the mitzvah Tefillin every single day, so it's worse. The Russian could give us a mitzvah Tefillin once a year. Then, Mamma, should we put on Tefillin with such excitement and, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, the fourth day of Sarasim and Shuvah, there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Pashut, the Gan Tzitzibah would be here taka early, and they taka make a bracha, that would be exciting. And people would be inspired about it, and they would say marmorim about tefillin, you know, and there'd be kutresim about it, there'd be balei machshavas, shilterim, how deep and holy and how it affects all the olamis, and how Pashut it changes the Gan Tzibriya, just like Shreifer does. But Nebuch, tefillin is every single day, so it doesn't get that. It's like, it's not fair. Russia was so nice to give us tefillin every single day. And it becomes part of like just like the rote of shacharis. I had this aura multiple times that tefillah doesn't seem to inspire us. If you ask the average person when he finished davening, shacharis, mincha, marav, does he feel different? Does he feel more connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Does he feel more inspired? Does he feel more relaxed? The Rosh was taking care of him than before the davening? The person honestly would answer, probably not. Usually not. Once in a while, maybe, yeah, but on the average, not. Chazal recognized this problem. Chazal said there's certain things we need to consider. One of them is tefillah. So Chazal gave us many different ways to try and enhance the process of tefillah. There's an issur of dibur and beis hakneses. Imagine we would keep that halacha. There'd be no dibur and beis hakneses. Nobody would talk a word in shul other than davening. You'd walk into shul and you'd have a certain, you'd go into a certain zone. But, you know, it's a different process. There's a halacha of coming early. So there's a din of hachana. There's a din of not leaving right away. There's a certain stance how you're supposed to hold yourself. The Chazal gave us so many different halachas. And we don't do them. And then we wonder why it doesn't work. You know, so you take the medication. There's a doctor who says, take as prescribed. And then you take it differently. Why does the medicine work? Well, you didn't take it as prescribed. So the tefillin as prescribed, it requires a din of tahara. It requires a din. A person is supposed to clean his body. A person is supposed to clean his mind. A person is supposed to stop. A person is supposed to think about what it means. It's only shayach b'etzim. I'm talking to myself also that you can't do it when it's like 7 minutes into Pesukah Zim already and you want to make baruchu. It's difficult. It requires time. It requires, you know, and it requires, you know, to stop for a moment. To say, why am I doing this? I was once reading one of the Germans, you know, were aware of the concept of tefillin. One of the ways they would check to see, you know, who was a Jew, and they would make their roll up a sleeve. And they saw the lines, they knew he put on tefillin, they would kill him. In the camps, it was punishable by death to put on tefillin. How do they know? Marks. The people who were Moshe Nefesh to put the punishment, they gave up their lives to put on tefillin. And I have to imagine that they had the cheshivas to it. The Baron says over the Maisa, the Niggun, the Matzah Yom Kippur Niggun that the Baron sings sometimes, Mama Mergeshek. Right? Yeah? Yeah? Some of you at least? Okay, good. But the story behind it, Chaim Shapiro, with this Yid over there in the Siberian camp. The story was that he heard this person singing Zmiris, Shabbos, Shalshudas time. He looks behind the bush and he sees this fellow over there looked like he was a Meshuggah, got some Meshuggah, long hair, looked crazy. And the guy hopped, the fellow hopped, that in Russia they have a certain awe about people, madmen, that they didn't touch. So the person, nobody spoke to him though. He had no maga with human beings. But the story goes right there, that he didn't trust Chaim Shapiro, so Chaim Shapiro showed him his tefillin. It was Shabbos, but he traveled from camp to camp by horse, because that was part of his job, and that was cool enough, he was allowed to do that. In his backpack, he had all of his belongings, and he had his tefillin with him. And the Yid said, it's 20 years since I've worn tefillin, and the Rosh Hashanah says he paired tefillin on Shabbos? Where do you live? He says, you can't come to me. You'll be shot as you get out of the, go out the gate. He says, where are you? Which camp are you? And the next morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, he feels somebody touching him, trying to find where the tefillin are. The fellow was Moshe Nefesh to get out of that camp to go find where Chaim Shapiro had his tefillin, to put on tefillin. And every morning when he was stationed there, the fellow came every single morning until Chaim Shapiro was sent to somewhere else to put on tefillin. That's the yid that, you know, gave over that niggun, the Mamat Mirgeshikt. And it fits the person. We didn't know how high we can climb. We didn't realize how high we could. We didn't know how high we could climb. And the person was nice enough that we don't have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and walk for 2 hours, braving guns, to put on a pair of tefillin. Which is a mitzvah yakar ad-moed bikor. The yoker, the chashivas of wearing tefillin, that means it's a crown upon a person's head. It's that we pronounce proudly that the Baruch Shem is Echad, there's nothing else in the Bria, and that we are his Eved, and we're Meshabed ourselves to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we declare that Lacherim Lois, Lahoya Lachol Lois, Al Yotcha. For the actions, lemaisa, that's your private conversation, what you're doing. But the yisoid, the world has to see. We're all calling us Kishem Hashem Nikro Lechol. They have to see the tefillin shabarosh. Tefillin shayad chazal darshan lochol ois. It should be covered. It should be private. That's why they have the minute to put this cover on it. The tefillin shabarosh, the world has to know that that's what we believe. And we have to declare that proudly, that we have this knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the schools to recognize that and to live with that. The Goyim didn't wear the tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. He said, because Zikr Pesach is like Rashi, and it's just a shot to waste even a moment of the day not wearing tefillin Shel Rashi. So anyway, you want to be at all the sheets, you need to put on 64 pairs of tefillin. He said, I don't have time for that. We made a cheshbon how you need 64 pairs of tefillin. For a second, he didn't want to lose a second of wearing tefillin Shel Rashi. Halacha said you're supposed to wear tefillin at least till after the Kaddish of Kaddish Yiskavo. The Pikabola, you should put it on at least after one more Kaddish. Mishnah Berurah brings a lashon, a fascinating lashon. He says that if a person wants to be zeichah to have the aura of Torah, that's through learning Torah while you're wearing tefillin. The tefillin put a kedusha into the person that the Torah that you're learning wearing tefillin is a different type of Torah. Tefillin work. How do they work? I don't know how they work. I don't know how medicines work either. I don't have to know how medicines work. I don't know how the computers work either. I don't know how computers work. I know they work. Tefillin, if I don't understand the lumdus, why it works, I'll be makabel the vort. Otherwise not. The Rambam tells me, you put on tefillin, it makes you into an onam yor shemayim, he's not nipsim b'schoik, but sikh b'teil, v'enim harab b'ach shabbos roos. So if we talk it to absorb a little bit of this attitude that the Shulchan Aruch is being mechayiv us, to be mechaven. And again, it doesn't mean to say the words, it means to think about it. The act of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Shemayim Nisim Yifal, he took it out of Mitzrayim. He has the Kachal Mishalah Bal Yudim, Matafdim Asfes Kem, he can do whatever he wants with the world. You want to make water into blood, water is blood. You want to make animals die in a rega, animals die in a rega. You know, human beings die in a rega. You want to make walls of water, no problem. Nothing. This is Mitzrayim. This is Parshas Bo. This is Shema. Medrash. Parshas Beschanan. Heichan Zochi Yisrael. Did you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Because it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shatzichu Meretz Yisrael Mibeis Avodim. Shema is a result of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The reason why we say the third parsha of Shema is Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not Shaiach together, but it's two mitzvahs. Shema and Yitzias Mitzrayim, but not totally Zebazah. Shema is till 3 hours in the day. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the whole day. So the Prima Gadim, but that Chazal or Masakan, that you have to finish Shema, the Chazal, you have to finish Shema by 3 hours, and includes parsha Yitzias Mitzrayim also. Mirabana. They go together. Chazal saw a connection. Where does Shema come from? That the Medrash comes from. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Anoch Hashem Elokecha. Mebeis Avodim. If we would absorb Yitzias Mitzrayim properly, what it means that we have an Achrayus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are His Avodim, we belong to Him, we have a Sheba to Him. Recognize that the Baruch Hu loves us tremendously, and He's taking care of us, and there's nothing in the Bria which He wouldn't do for us. Understand that we're in His hands constantly, He's constantly taking care of us. Tefillah would be different. Tefillah would be different. Learning would be different. Beron Chaver would be different. Everything would be different. So, going back to where we started, I'll tiptoe past, Mr. Burr passes not like this, but the Maisa Kordon, the Bikur Yaakov, this is Ma'akev. And again, I have, it's Ma'akev, it's not, the Ikov is not the words. Pashas, according to the Bach, that what's Ma'akev is the Machshava, the Pasha, you have to think about it. So a person does not think about this when he's putting on the tefillin. According to the Bach, he's not yet to tefillin. He's not yet to the tefillin. It's a bracha levatol, he wasn't yet to the tefillin. If you're talking according to the Bach, a person will come to the Elam Haba in 120 years, and the Rishon says, you know, you should have put on tefillin. He says, well, yeah, I put on tefillin every single day. He says, nah, that's not called putting on tefillin. Mr. Burr passes all these. It's like I came like the Mr. Burr, you know. So he goes, Mr. Burr will advocate for you and says, Mr. Burr said, yeah, he did put on tefillin, okay. Having Mr. Burr on your team, your defense team is a good defense team. Yeah? A lot better than some other defense teams out there. But it doesn't mean that's the chachilu. It doesn't mean that that's how we would want to do the mitzvah. We want to do the mitzvah the right way. We want to say that bracha with the being mekayem the mitzvah behiduroi, especially tefillin, which is the yikar of Klal Yisrael. You should be zeichet to mekayem takel yikar of Klal Yisrael properly.